Digital Music Composition is a four-part podcast. It is an overview of music composed using digital equipment. Each episode focuses on a different type of technology, including the history, current popularity, artists that use it, and an audio example.
Hello, my name is Morgan Ketchy. I will be talking about music composition through the use of digital synthesizers. To help understand synthesizers, I'll start with a little history. Synthesis began with analog devices. Most early synthesizers were derived from laboratory test equipment. For example, known as the first synthesizer, the Mark II was made by RCA, the Radio Corporation of America. This synthesizer was fed a large piece of paper with holes punched in it, and would not play music unless fully programmed. Other formats were tried using 35mm film, and throughout the 1950s, many other examples of analog synthesizers were seen. It wasn't until the 1960s that synthesizers were playable in real time. These were large and usually modular, made up of many separate pieces, and controlled by an electronic organ-style keyboard. A modular synthesizer that created a sensation in the 1960s was the Moog Modular, with complete albums dedicated to recording with it, such as Switched on Bach, which was a Bach symphony recorded completely using the Moog Modular. In 1970, it was also Moog that created an innovation with the first non-modular real-time synthesizer, the Mini Moog. This led to portable synthesizers, and synthesizers even began to be used in live performance. Synthesizers could now play more than one note at a time, and also control each other through a standardized interface. As computer technology got better, so did synthesizer technology, eventually including microprocessors and memory into their design. Using new computer technology, synthesizers became completely digital. There are many varieties of digital synthesizers. Some allow frequency modulation, while others model sounds created by analog synthesizers. There are even now touchscreen synthesizers and synthesizers that incorporate equalizers, effects, and programmable drum machines. Analog synthesizers create sound by manipulating electrical currents. Digital synthesizers create sound by processing binary information into electrical currents. These electrical currents then create vibrations in speakers, built in or otherwise. Analog modeling synthesizers are digital synthesizers that mimic the analog process. Through manipulation of electrical currents, such as digital signal processing and pulse code modulation, sounds similar to natural instruments such as drums, pianos, and organs are easy to create. The main synthesizer in my current setup is a Korg EMX1, a product from Japan. The EMX1 is what is often referred to as a music production station. The EMX is an analog modeling synthesizer incorporating almost all of the technology I've spoken about. Along with multiple analog synthesizer sounds, the EMX uses pulse code modulation and digital signal processing to create realistic drum sounds, as well as offering multiple effects and a large preset and program memory. It uses a standardized MIDI interface, and therefore I use it as a controller for my other devices. My keyboard synthesizer is an Alesis Micron, an American product. The Micron uses multi-modeling technology to mimic subtractive synthesis process involved in original analog synthesizers. Using MIDI, which stands for Musical Instrument Digital Interface, I'm able to control the playback and sequencing of the Micron with other devices, such as my EMX. The final device I use that involves digital synthesis is a touchscreen wavetable synthesizer, also made by Korg, the ChaosPad 3, or KP3. The touchscreen is simply a tactile interface for analog modeled effects, such as reverb, delay, and audio grain. As well as being a programmable effects unit, the KP3 can record and playback samples, which can be edited in real time. The KP3 has MIDI, allowing further control of effects and samples, and it also has internal beat detection for syncing with instruments or devices that lack MIDI, such as guitars or older synthesizers. I also use an analog mixer, the Tascam MO6, a Japanese product. I use my mixer manually to combine, mix, and equalize my synthesizers. The secondary use of my mixer is using the effects send channel, which is common on most mixers, as a channel for my KP3. This allows more control and variation of the effects. Digital synthesis has become very popular, whether the sounds are created digitally on a computer program or with actual digital synthesizers. The sounds created by digital synthesis are many of today's popular songs, and unpopular songs too. There is a myriad of digital synthesizers available, but I want to focus on musicians using the same gear that I do. British groups Hot Chip and Enter Shikari feature the EMX1 in music videos, on tour, and on albums. It is also used by Ludacris and multiple club DJs. Salem, a rap and noise three-piece from Massachusetts, Tokyo Police Club, an indie rock band from Ontario, the Veronicas, a pop duo from Australia, Gym Class Heroes, a rap group from New York, and Moormangst 150, an electronic and noise DJ from France, are just a few of the examples of musicians around the world using the Alesis Micron. The Chaos Pad 3 has seen huge popularity as an effects device, popularized by DJs and electronic musicians worldwide, even eventually causing a deluxe version amongst other remakes and imitations. Just as an example, Radiohead and Them Crooked Vultures are just some of the bands that have used the KP3 live and on albums. Digital synthesizers come in a variety of shapes, sizes, colors, brands, models, etc., etc. There are never-ending parameters when it comes to a digital synthesizer. With many choices available and a palette of sounds not available on most other instruments, digital synthesizers have a very large market. Most bass lines in hip-hop, pop, and even some rock, indie, and dance are made by some form of digital synthesis. Some digital synthesizers are an all-in-one unit, perfect for touring or for the studio, encompassing many devices in one. This has become a popular makeup of digital synthesizers, with some newer devices being completely devoid of keyboard control. While others are large, multiple octave keyboard-controlled devices that mostly reside in the studio and are used for recording. Modern portable pianos and electric keyboards are all digital devices. Yet still, there are small portable synthesizers, mostly in the analog modeling family, and these can be battery-powered. The more technology grows and changes, so does the approach to synthesis. As it grows, it gains fans, and innovations continue, both in music and in technology. I have composed a short track trying to showcase the combined and separate abilities of my synthesizer setup.
And
That was my example of music composition through the use of digital synthesizers. I tried to showcase all of my synthesizers' potential, showing both synthesizer sounds and drum sounds, as well as using some effects from the Chaos Pad 3. Technology continues to advance. These advances can be seen in modern synthesizers. Synthesizers are now more efficient, user-intuitive, and most of them involve onboard multi-tracking and large onboard memories. Analog synthesizers and handmade synthesizers are being sought out for their individuality and are seeing a resurgence. But alongside synthesizers, other technology is now being used for electronic music composition.
Next time on Digital Music Composition, Scott Holmes takes us through some of the music-making features on iPhone 4.
Digital Music Composition is a four-part podcast. It is an overview of music composed using digital equipment. Each episode focuses on a different type of technology, including the history, current popularity, artists that use it, and an audio example.